Hour number two, Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game here on this Wednesday, live at Nelson's Greenbrier Distillery. And we just sampled the whiskey nog during the break, and it is very, very good. As my grandfather used to say, it's good. It is very good. So appreciate them for allowing us to do that. Coming up tomorrow down in Chattanooga, it will be for the state championship. Nashville Christian taking on University School of Jackson. We say hello to one of our favorites, head coach over at Nashville Christian, Jeff Brothers, is on the line with us now. Coach, how you doing?
Doing well, and I appreciate the Beastie Boys intro. That's a throwback.
Oh, yeah. It kind of gets you fired up. You guys, you know, speaking of fight for your right, it's going to be a fight tomorrow against USJ, but I know that you're battle-tested after going 12-0 this year and have to be excited about opportunity to compete for the state title.
Absolutely. Two things. First, yes, we're excited about the opportunity to be back in Chattanooga playing for a state championship. And number two, yes, a very tough opponent and a well-coached and talented and motivated USJ team who presents a lot of challenges and you know, our work is cut out for us. But we enjoy the preparation. That's what I like about this group of guys is they prepare really well and they take the preparation seriously. And, you know, we'll see if we can put it all together and bring another one home tomorrow.
I feel like knowing you that this really hasn't been an issue, but obviously, you know, there's been a little more eyes on your program than maybe there has been in years past because of Jared and his status, and obviously he signing with Vanderbilt, which is awesome to keep him here locally. But how have your guys handled the pressure of being one of the best teams in the state, going undefeated, handled the extra pressure of eyes being on the program with his recruitment and everything with that? How have you seen them go through those battles and ultimately still perform at a high level on the field?
Well, I think I appreciate you saying that. I think it's, you know, the sort of the culture that we've created here of just, you know, keeping your head down and working hard and letting the outside voices and, as you called out, you know, the eyes that are watching, let them, you know, do their own thing, draw their own conclusions, say what they need to say, but we need to focus on our internal motivations and our expectations of each other, accountabilities horizontally throughout our team. And, you know, with some of the added, I guess, attention, I think it's been really good that our leadership from our seniors has been really focused on what we're trying to accomplish. And that starts with Jared, obviously, with all the things that have been swirling around with him and his well-deserved attention. You know, he maintains a sharp focus on what our football team is setting out to do and staying connected to, you know, we talk about staying connected to the moment, stay connected to the men, and, you know, we're doing that and stay connected to the mission, and we're doing that, you know, right now, I think at a high level, and that's because those boys are leading us in that direction. It's been a lot of fun to just be around them.
Okay, now for just a second, I'm going to take the media hat off and just say, Jared, anchor down, baby. Let's go. Let's go.
That's an added feature, I guess. You know, but, yeah, I'm really excited for him. You know, a lot of people have tried to connect me somehow because of my past, but I really have stayed in my lane and said, buddy, you need to do what you feel like is the right thing for you, and you need to make a decision and then go make it right, whatever that decision is, wherever it is. You know, we love you and support you. And, you know, all I've ever told him since his sophomore year, really freshman year when it started happening, is, you know, there are three things that I really ask of you, and that's to play hard for Nashville Christian, to be a great teammate, and to know Jesus. And so far, you know, all those things have you know, been what he's been, you know, given to us and to me. So that's the fact that he's going to be at Vanderbilt is fun, and we're excited for him.
We're talking to Jeff Brothers, head coach at Nashville Christian. Coach, somebody remarked how poised Jared had been through all of this. You see it firsthand. I mean, you got to be proud of the way he handled just all of this. Also, at the same time, going to class and then leading your football team so far at, well, I guess, 13-14-0. You got to be so proud of the way he's handled this.
Yeah, remarkable. I mean, for a guy in today's world, with all of the attention that is immediate and all of the social media stuff and all of the hype and all of the praise and all of the criticism and all of the haters and all of the things that they're exposed to and that can cloud, you know, the vision of an 18-year-old kid. And it's been happening for him, like I said, since he was 15, 16 years old with all this. He's been remarkably humble, mature, focused, And, you know, that's a credit to his family. It's a credit to, you know, the friends that he keeps close in his inner circle. His agent, Peter Webb, done a great job with him. And, you know, I think just to use that as an example of how to handle the position that he's been, you know, granted with his recruiting and his status and rankings and all that kind of stuff, and to still stay so humble and focused on his friends and his relationships here and his mission at Nashville Christian has been a fun to be a part of, for sure.
Were you surprised how big, in a, not say chaotic, but just how consuming this has become the last few weeks?
Well, it's sort of the world we've created, you know, with, like I said, with the media that's available and then the early signing periods and the coaches leaving and everybody just wants, you know, information. You know, information is currency, and people like to seem rich, so they just throw it around as soon as they get it, and they look for it, and, you know, it's been a challenge, but at the same time, that's the world we live in, and you either adjust to it and get comfortable with it, or, you know, it tears you apart, and I think he and we have done a good job of just kind of keeping the main thing the main thing.
Coach Jeff Brothers is with us, Nashville Christian. So what have you learned about USJ and what you're going to have to watch out for tomorrow?
Yeah, man, good football team. Really steady, really well coached, really motivated. I think those are three words I used earlier. That's what I told our team at the beginning of last week when we knew it was going to be them. They are going to do ordinary things extraordinarily well, and we have to match that. And we have to be consistent. We have to do all the coach speak, the football adages you hear, you know, take care of the football, communicate well, be in your gap, make tackles. You know, run, block, catch, you know, all the football stuff has to be taken care of. And then you need a little bit of good fortune, and hopefully that'll shine on us as well.
I did want to mention TJ Ward also. He's a finalist for Mr. Football along with Jared. I mean, you got a couple of guys that are representing your program, but what has he meant to you?
Unbelievable kid, first of all. Just a great he's the emotional catalyst for our team. You know, when we're in practice and the energy's kind of low and we're just kind of going through the motions, and I'll get in the huddle and say, hey guys, we need to pick this up, just from an energy standpoint, he's the spark, and he loves that role. He's a great teammate. He loves to celebrate other people's success. He appreciates, you know, the work that everybody puts in, and he jumps right in there with them and balances our attack. You know, Jared can run the ball, but people try to, you know, they have to decide what they want to do. You know, you kind of have to pick your poison, and are you going to let him throw it over the top, or are you going to try to take away with a lot of coverage, and then here comes TJ downhill. And that gives us a nice balance and a nice diversity in our offensive game plan.
Jeff, I wanted to ask you, you had Golden Tate 2007 at JP2, one of the top players in the country. Can you compare this to what Jared went through? I know Golden early on committed to Notre Dame. I know coaches kept coming after him. Can you compare the two, or is the landscape now so vastly different you can't?
So I think you hit it right on the head. The landscape is so different that the experience of it is different. But in terms of if you could dilute it and measure, like, okay, what was available then? How was the world set up then? What was the opportunity then? Yes, it was equal to. Now, Golden wasn't the number one guy at his spot. He was highly, highly rated. He was highly, highly pursued. He was equally talented and effective and you know, sought after, but the way the landscape is now, there's so much more exposure, so much more immediate just emphasis on, like I said, gaining information and putting stuff out, and, you know, everything's the performative aspect of highlights and social media and TikTok and all that kind of stuff is so in your face now. And I think what was great about Golden and what is equally great about Jared, and they met each other, by the way, not too long ago, is
very nice
that they had a remarkable humility and sharpness of focus, that they were able to compartmentalize all of that and focus on the task at hand and just being, like I said, being great teammates and playing hard.
I will tell you real quick, we had Tim Hasselbeck. He joins us every week, and he played you guys, you know, Innsworth, Nashville Christian. And Chase asked, he goes, what about Jared Curtis? And Tim took a deep breath. He's like, where do I start? I mean, and right that right there, Coach, just explained to me, coming from a guy who's played at the highest level, how much he appreciated Jared Curtis. It was just really telling that how important, how physical, how big, how much of a leader he was for your team. And then you see that every day with Jared.
Right. It's become the norm in our world, and we've got to be careful that we don't expect that from everybody from now on. But I appreciate Tim saying those things or, you know, reacting that way. He's certainly seen a lot of guys and has a tremendous acumen and understanding of what it takes to play at the highest level. And, you know, he breaks those guys down every week on TV, and then he sees, you know, Jared and has, you know, that reaction, I think, speaks a lot towards Jared. And also Tim's humility to say, you know, that guy's different. And, you know, we were able to capture that game, and a lot of that was because of, you know, Jared making plays, but the other guys on our team made plays around him. And that was a great night and a great moment for our program, for Jared. But it's the thing that we've come to expect and see from him and all his teammates. You know, we've had a great year. It's a great group of guys. I hope we can cap it off the right way, because they certainly deserve it. And, you know, we've put in a lot of work to get here, and now we just need to finish.
Jeff Brothers is with us. I watched some of the throws that he's made, and, you know, as someone that's just watching from afar, I just look at that in awe. You played the position. You've coached for a long time. I mean, obviously, there are coaching points that you have, things that you're going to look at with him, but when you watch him make some of those plays and some of those throws, do you even kind of have to catch yourself sometimes?
Absolutely. There's a lot of discussion on the headset sometimes about, did you see that? You know, what in the world? Okay, you know, PAT, here we go. You know, I mean, that's he makes the extraordinary look ordinary. And he does it with just a nonchalant, you know, flick of the wrist. And you just, you know, you see it so much. We see it in practice, you know. He makes some of those throws, and I know there was one not too long ago where he's running to his right and he jumps off his left foot and throws it about, I don't know, 55 or 60 yards to Zane, who's blanket covered, and he throws it right in the one pocket where it can get through there, and he makes the catch. And every Thursday at practice, we work on last-minute, you know, Hail Mary, you know, last-minute situations, and we work on a Hail Mary, and he insists on rolling out to his left, jumping and turning a 360 in the air and throwing the ball into the end zone from the 50-yard line, and it's on the spot every time. And so you're just like, okay, well, I guess we can do that if we need to.
It's like, it almost seems like one of those, hey, that was great, don't ever do it again.
Yeah, and until he does it again, you're like, well, I guess this is what he does. You know,
yeah,
okay, well, who
right.
am I to say not to do that? You know, you got the other thing about it is you got to learn to let go of the reins a little bit. You know,
yeah.
you don't want to just white-knuckle a guy like that to say you're going to do this way because this is how it's prescribed. You have to let him ebb and flow with his talent, you know, and then you have to say, okay, well, we're going to live through all the great times, and but we're going to have to also understand sometimes it's not going to work, and that's okay.
Absolutely. Coach, best of luck tomorrow against USJ. We always enjoy talking to you, but congratulations to your team. Congratulations to Jared for signing with Vanderbilt, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate what y'all do, and I hope we get to talk again someday.
Absolutely. We will make it happen. That is Jeff Brothers, head coach at Nashville Christian. Also coach Jared Curtis for the last 4 years, who has signed with the Commodores, and they take on USJ tomorrow in what will be Jared's final game with Nashville Christian.
Yeah, I love – look, we deal with a lot of high school coaches, and Jeff Brothers at the top. I mean,
yep.
This he loves those kids. He teaches them about Jesus and about being a good person, and I'm telling you, there is a reason we love high school football, and it's because of a guy like Jeff Brothers,
yep.
who coaches these guys and builds them up and prepares them for life. And so you want to know why we like high school football? That's a prime example right there with Jeff Brothers.
Well, and it was funny. I think I've told this before. You know, my dad would do a lot of caterings over to Nashville Christian because he knew Coach Charlie Anderson well and then met Jeff through him.
Yeah.
And so would cater the football, you know, before football games. And Jeff would come by the restaurant a lot. And, you know, so it was always great. And then I got into this and dealt with him, you know, on Friday nights and throughout. So we'll definitely be talking to him again.
Sure.
I can guarantee
oh, yeah.
that. We'll have more coming live from Nelson's Greenbrier Distillery. Chasing Big Joe on this Wednesday. 102.5 The Game.